Let's go to Canberra now and to our correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Kia ora, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning, Susie.
Now, I know it's obviously a very exciting week, and we will get to talk shortly about the election campaign. But let's first talk about Andrew Symon's death. I mean, really shocking news yesterday.
Oh, so sad. Such sad news. 46-year-old Andrew Symons. He's been retired only for a few years from international cricket. He was one of Australia's great all-rounders. He retired outside Townsville. He grew up in the north of Queensland. And a single vehicle accident in the car with his two dogs. It was pretty much instantly fatal. And he's left behind a wife and two very young children and a mourning cricket community that has seen so many losses in their fraternity this year. Shane Warne, the fabulous great larrikin Shane Warne, the great wicketkeeper Rodney Marsh. It's been a very, very sad year for the family and friends and the cricketing community of these men, taken at times far too young. I mean, all of them. Rod Marsh was in his 60s, Shane Warne early 50s, and now Andrew Symons, 46. Very, very sad news.
Yeah, extremely sad, and of course, very much an outpouring from the cricketing world in Australia, but I saw a lot of social media action coming in right around the world from people who were commenting on this.
Yes, because he had it's not just the loss of the man himself, but there's a sense of great sadness around the way he departed cricket, that in the 2007 ODI he had a fairly unpleasant experience with and the Indian team and fans, and where he believed he'd been racially slurred. There'd been, and he was, and it was admitted later by the individual involved. We don't need to rake over the coals of it, but he felt let down by Cricket Australia. His teammates felt let down by Cricket Australia. They didn't back their boy in. And so he spiralled a little bit, and he's took a toll on his personal health and on his family, etc. So that was a very sad departure for a great character in Australian cricket. He picked himself up, and he was living a fabulous life, living the dream, as he said, outside Townsville, in the place where he grew up, or in the area that he grew up, and to have his life cut short like this just resurrects those sorts of memories, and for many, a guilt, I presume, involved in what happened to him.
Yeah, extremely sad, of course. If we can talk about the election, it's on Saturday, isn't it?
But
hang on a minute.
Counting down the days.
But Scott Morrison's only launching his campaign today.
Well, he launched...
Or yesterday.
Yes.
So hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he so late to the party?
Well, it's well, you might ask. Okay, there are two things involved here. The first is by convention, the taxpayer picks up the bill for government MPs and their staff jetting around the country during campaigns until the official launch. So there's a fair degree of cynicism involved there I would call it gouging of the taxpayer, but let's not be too blunt about it, shall we, on breakfast radio. The second is that he thought he would have some sort of, straights run advantage by dropping a few morsels to the punters in the last week. But what their campaign team has failed to recognise is that Australians have now wholeheartedly embraced pre-polling, and 1.5 million have so far pre-polled. In some electorates, it's up to 20%. And then on top of that, there's been postal voting, a very high percentage of postal voting. So when we consider that up to a third of voters will make up their minds in the last week, he's cruel his pitch, as the saying goes. And I guess more fool him if he's going to, allow this sort of cynical exploitation of the rules if he's going to do that, well, you wear it on your head, don't you?
Is he also maybe not the secret weapon that his party would think he would be, being the Prime Minister?
He's certainly not a secret weapon anymore. He was... He, was recognised as a brilliant campaigner after the 2019 election, but now he is seen as the single greatest detriment, the single greatest drawback to a coalition win this time around. All the internal polling, all the focus grouping in by both major parties show the single greatest on-the-nose factor against re-electing him is Morrison himself.
There will be a lot more, of course, on the Australian election all week. Thank you very much, Canberra correspondent Kerry-Anne Walsh.